Blog Talk Radio.
Go With Angels is more than the title of Mary Brotherton's debut book. It's her wish for you and your loved ones. Join her on her podcast every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time as she talks about angels and messengers from the spirit world. Of course, she'll talk about her book and the inspiration behind it, too. Call 516-418-5651 after 11 on Friday mornings to share your stories about angelic encounters.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, sorry. I swallowed water and it choked me. So I'm going to play a thing for you while I catch my breath.
Let me ask you a question. Do you prefer coffee or tea? This is a question.
Hello, beautiful lady. I've been meaning to find 5 minutes to reach out to you to thank you from the bottom of my heart and Mary Krause, who I call the Countess, for the two beautiful books. I'm dying to get in and really dig into your first book. My surgery's on hold right now because we know how finances go. But I wanted to let you know I would like to buy one of the children's books. One of my dear, dear friends lost her husband Saturday. He was only 33 years old to cancer. He found out 3 weeks ago he had cancer and he's gone. And your book came the same day. And I said, okay, this is not a coincidence whatsoever. And she has, her oldest son is 2, her youngest son is 1. I did send her a couple of pictures of your book, and I said, Stephanie, I'd really love to purchase one of these books for you. So let me know how I can purchase it, and if I could have you sign it, and I'll just tell you what their names are to write in the book. It is such a beautiful, beautiful children's book, and it's no coincidence. My granddaughters were here, too, and when my youngest one was reading through it, she's 5, she goes, Gigi, that's all the stuff you tell us all the time, and that's what you tell your clients. And I said, I know, because our angels are always there. Our angels that were not human, that were here, like Uncle Bright. So I would love to know how to purchase this book. Let me know. I'll give you Stephanie's address. She needs all the help she can get, and I know this book will definitely, I'm not giving her mine. I'm like, nope, Mrs. Krause bought that for me, the Countess, so I'm keeping that one to pass down to great-grandchildren at some point, but I would love to be able to purchase another one. I hope you're doing awesome, and I cannot wait to meet you someday. I told Mary, I'm like, oh, my God, I just love this lady. Just let me know where I have to go to purchase it. And I didn't know you were affiliated with Island Breeze. I love my girl over there who's also an angel mama. Her and I got very close a few years ago, and she's doing so well, and I just absolutely adore her. I hope you're doing well.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's beunique.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BeUnique.org.
Well, that was kind of fun. It took me a minute to catch my breath, but I did. And so here I am. I am ready to talk about Archangel Gabriel. He is the angel of revelation. He works with anyone who uses communication as a way to earn a living. And when called on, he helps anyone communicate on any level. Ask for Gabriel's help to understand God's messages, clear away confusion, achieve wisdom that you might need for decisions, obtain confidence to act on those decisions, communicate effectively to other people, and no surprise, if you remember your biblical stories about Gabriel, to help you raise your children well. What do you want Gabriel's help with? Give me a call at 516-418-5651 if you'd like to discuss this or get some information about Gabriel. But I'm going to tell you a few things while I'm waiting to see if anybody calls. Gabriel is associated with the white angel light ray, which is why references in the Bible describe Gabriel as appearing in a brilliant flash of light. Sometimes he appears robed in blue and red. So those are the colors. If you see blue, red, or white, or a combination of red, white, and blue, even if it is on the American flag or your country's flag, it could be Angel Gabriel is right there. Notice any flashes of supersonic light while you're praying or meditating? Ask. That could be Gabriel. If it was a different color than red, white, or blue, it could be a different angel. But we'll talk about those angels another day. Right now, I'm just talking about Gabriel. He is associated with ruby, onyx, red garnet, jasper, and obsidian. Those are dark red and black stones. These crystals hold the energy to help you gain confidence and courage, stand up for your convictions, and change negative attitudes and behaviors to positive ones. Do you have any behaviors you'd like to change within yourself? That's something that we're all probably working on. The white angel light ray corresponds to the root chakra, located at the base of the spine. You can work with Gabriel in the white light if you have issues with back pain, suffer from low self-esteem, or if you're ready to focus on your spiritual growth. You can say simply, "Today I call on Gabriel to bathe me in his white light to assist me with raising my children," or whatever. And you say thank you. Definitely say thank you. You could simply say something as simple as, "Angel Gabriel, come bathe me in your white light and help me achieve what is for my highest good. I gratefully call on you and expect your answer." Have you ever felt compelled to declutter your home, or maybe have been drawn toward donating much of what you own in an effort to downsize? I know I have. I didn't realize at the time that that was Archangel Gabriel working behind the scenes to create this change. And it was really wonderful for me. The white angel light does shine most powerfully on Wednesdays, so that's a great day to seek help. But that's not the only day to seek Gabriel's help. I know I keep swapping back from Gabriel to Gabriel, and I'm not really sure why. So I'm just going to let the name pop out the way it pops out, because that's probably the way the angel wants it. This light white represents unity, honesty, purity, and peace. January is this powerful archangel's month. If you were born in January, as I was, you could feel compelled to work specifically with this angel. I haven't been working with Angel Gabriel for a long time, but I do enjoy his presence. And another reason, this is interesting for me especially, the number 13 is the number that's associated with Gabriel. And I've always told people that that was my lucky number way before Taylor Smith was even born. So if you see any combination of ones and threes, especially if they are in that order that create the 13, know that Gabriel is near, waiting in the wings, so to speak, for his chance to help you. And the reason for this is 13 is the number of discernment. Have you ever had trouble making decisions or choosing, discerning which of two options is best for you? If so, call on this beautiful, powerful messenger of God, the angel of revelation. Ask him and his co-angels to help you understand the kind of person God wants you to become. Seek inspiration and motivation to take the necessary steps to become that person. Ask for the strength and courage you need to make wise decisions as you move through life. Where in your life have you made hasty or foolish decisions that could have led you away from God? I've made a few bad choices in my life. I won't go into them right now because they're not important. What's important is I didn't allow them to keep me away from God for long. If you are ready to become the greatest version of yourself, you can just ask Gabrielle to help you remove negative attitudes and unhealthy habits that slow your spiritual growth. Maybe you're a little too arrogant or cocky. Maybe you can't forgive yourself for something in your past and are filled with shame or regret. Maybe you spend too much money. If you struggle with any kind of addiction, ask the white ray angels to help you break free. Do you want to release insecurities and grow in confidence? Call on Angel Gabrielle to show you how much you are loved and ask to see your life from God's perspective. Ask for more hope because Gabrielle is the message of hope. He can help you speak, write, and listen more fully. When you communicate within the white angel light ray, your messages are received, and they're received with love. You will understand what people are trying to communicate to you. If it's important to communicate more clearly with someone, ask Gabrielle to inspire you. He can also inspire you to create beautiful things that resonate with other people, which is another form of communication. If you're the parent of a troubled child, call on Gabrielle and the other white angels to deliver the wisdom and strength you need to effectively communicate and raise your children in the light. You can expect heightened psychic connections, messages, and help where you least expect it. This beautiful spirit brings a fun element with a serious undertone. If you've ever received illuminating answers to questions that surprise you or solutions that come in the middle of the night, that's probably Gabrielle nudging you in the right direction. You may ask for help to speak your mind clearly, kindly, and to demonstrate your feelings with guidance. Ask for help to know when and how to take action and always be grateful for his support on your spiritual journey. Now, let me give you some signals, signs, symbols is the word I was actually looking for, that Gabrielle might be near you. One of his symbols is the trumpet. And we might think of that long, elongated trumpet that we see in biblical stories, you know, the kind of trumpeter thing. But I'm talking about any kind of trumpet. It can be in a jazz band. It can be in a pawn shop. It can be a photo or just maybe a trumpet as a byproduct on a movie you're watching. That's Gabrielle's signature musical instrument. And if you start seeing trumpets everywhere, know that that angel is with you. He governs self-expression, arts, mass media, social media, believe it or not, any communication in any form. So it will be easy to find signs of his presence in your life. Gabrielle wants us to communicate clearly, so know he is involved in all forms of communication. That includes things such as clairvoyant or claircognizance, all of the Claires actually, if you start smelling these heady aromas, Gabrielle could be around. Frankincense, rosemary, and eucalyptus oils help keep your throat chakra open for all forms of communication. Gabrielle, no mystery here, is associated with the planet Mercury. This planet represents communication, mental processes, rationality, reasoning, adaptability, and variability. Gabrielle has been depicted carrying a scroll, a scepter, sometimes a wand made of braided lilies. So look for lilies as a sign of Gabrielle's presence. He is the governing angel of writers, painters, and all arts that are involving your hands. If you're an artist, or if you want to become an artist, or just want to use your hands to express yourself creatively, then call on Gabrielle. If you've ever doubted, if you have what it takes to write, paint, or do other creative work, ask for Gabrielle's guidance. He will remind you of the profound impact your work has had and will continue to have on the world and the people around you. Now, if you feel an urge to take action on something you've been thinking about for a while, if you've been procrastinating, but yet all of a sudden you feel, I need to finish this, that's Gabrielle pushing you to do it. Go for it. If you ever feel that you just need to turn over a new leaf and go by a different path, or even actually take a different path. Maybe you walk or drive to work every single day the same way, or to the grocery store. And then one day you think, I don't want to go that way anymore. I want to go another way to get to the same place or to a different place. That is definitely Gabrielle intervening and delivering divine support and guidance. And I have a caller, so let me stop chatting for a minute and see who's on the line. Hello there. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. What is your name?
My name is Andrea.
Well, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Virginia.
Well, welcome. Hold on one second. I've got a noisy fan I need to turn off.
Oh, it could be my phone. I don't know.
There we go. Okay. Have you got a question for Gabrielle or for me?
I do have a question.
Okay.
I had two job interviews. Do you think I'm going to get an offer from one or two of them? Whatever you pick up.
I'm getting the impression that those two interviews are not going to lead you to a job with them, but there's a third job right around the corner that is going to be better for you.
Okay. I haven't applied.
That was
lately,
the impression I got. I'm not clairvoyant. I can't just go, hey, tap, 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 give me the answer.
Yeah.
It's more of a claircognizance situation, but I would recommend that you take some time today to sit down and ask Angel Gabrielle to sit with you and talk with you a little bit about what is up. But let me hold on one second. I'm going to look up something really quick here.
Okay.
Because there is another angel that works really well with jobs. Archangel Haniel.
Yes, I have that picture on my screensaver on my phone.
Of Haniel?
Yes.
That's awesome. That is amazing. That's an excellent angel. And then there's another one, Saint. Oh, this one's going to stagger me for a minute. I need to look back up how to pronounce his name. I think it's Jagudiel. J. Goodell. It's spelled J-E-G-U-D-I-E-L. He is actually the patron saint of everyone who works in any field of endeavor. So basically, he's your job angel.
Okay.
So Jay Goodell, Haniel, or, I mean, any of the angels can help you, but there are some that it's kind of like their specialty because, you know, all of the angels have a mission. They each have certain goals that they're meant to fulfill, just like we do. We have a life purpose. They have a life purpose as well. And part of their purpose is to help us in any way they can. And Jay Goodell, his purpose is to help people in their jobs.
Okay.
Especially landing a job that lets you work in a field that you're passionate about. So what is it that you love to do?
Well, I actually really enjoyed working for the real estate offices that I worked for, but unfortunately each one closed their doors. And I worked for a mortgage company under a company name, and then I got laid off when the mortgage rates went up in COVID. So my job interview that I had was with the same company, just different umbrella. And she called me last Friday and said, I have a few more interviews, but are you ready to come start, you know, when can you start? But I have a few more interviews to go to.
Okay, so maybe that was the impression that I got was not the job, you know, I was thinking, in my mind, all I heard was not for the two jobs you interviewed for, but there's a third job. So maybe that's where I was getting the confusion from. It's a different position. But I don't
different position.
Okay. Well, Jay Goodell can lead you to work success.
Okay.
And I would say, you know, reach out and just ask, lead me to the job that is for my higher best good or whatever.
My higher self.
Pardon me?
I said my higher self.
That's the word I'm looking for, your higher self. I'm struggling with words today, and I'm not sure why. When I first started the show, I struggled to even get words out. I choked on some water that I swallowed just before the show started, and I had to play a bunch of commercials until I got myself clear. But I got it. do you have any pieces of jasper handy?
No, I have some citron, some labradorite, some a tiger eye. What else do I have?
Tiger eye. Jay Goodell's energy aligns with jasper, but tiger eye has the tones of red, yellow, brown, and you know, sometimes green maybe. And those are his colors. His number is 4. Let me see what Jay Goodell's light ray is. All of this is going to be in my newest book, which I'm working on. And it's so exciting to learn all these amazing things about these angels. And that's not the best way for me to find this. I've got a better way to find it. But have you been working with angels for a while?
I was adopted, and my biological mother's a psychic, so I found out when I was 21, but I know things and I can hear things, and sometimes I can see things. So I get a lot of that from her.
I get that, and I feel the same way. It's like you just know stuff. Purple is Jay Goodell's color.
Purple's in my hair.
Yo, nice. Very good. Well, that's the color of the crown chakra, which if you're working with mortgages, that makes perfect sense. That's kind of a cerebral job. Lilacs are Jay Goodell's flower of choice, I guess you could say. And he aligns with the energy of the peppermint, rosemary, and lemon oils.
So I have rosemary is good for your hair.
What's good for your hair?
I say rosemary.
Rosemary is good for your hair. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I did not realize this. I'd forgotten this as I was doing my research. He helps you discover and fulfill God's purpose for your life. So there you go. He's also the patron of starting over, starting new projects.
Okay, awesome.
Well, I'm happy I could answer your questions. Did you have another one?
Not really.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
You know,
I'm sure
I
do, but,
like,
you know, I'm just lots of them.
I feel like sometimes the simpler we keep our lives, the better we keep our lives. And just one question is more than enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to say on that note, because I was finished talking about Gabrielle, and I was happy to talk about Jacobelle also at the same time.
There you go.
And that brings us to the end of today's show, and I appreciate you calling.
Well, thank
you. I'd love to hear
back.
Have
a great rest of the day.
Yes. You know, it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to hear back if you got one of the two jobs that you applied for, if there was a third job, as my brain is telling me. And I don't know if it's my brain or if it's somebody actually whispering in my ear. It felt more like a hidden knowledge rather than a message from above.
Okay.
But call me back and let me know where you land.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. And have a great weekend.
Too. Love and
light.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Go With Angels with Mary Brotherton. If you want to order a copy of Go With Angels, just reach out to mary@beunique.org for details. That's BUNEKE.org. And be sure to tune in every Friday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time for more stories about angelic encounters. Follow Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio so you don't miss a single episode.